From the end of November, 300 health workers will be given spots in MIQ each month. But the big question is, who will get those spots? The Ministry of Health will work with DHBs and primary health organisations to divvy up the rooms. But many are holding their breath to see who will be considered most in need. There are 60 new COVID-19 cases in the community today, 56 in Auckland and 4 in Waikato. 22 of those cases are yet to be linked to an earlier case. Officials are warning the case numbers will rise, adding to the pressure on health services. Rachel Graham has more.
Nurses, aged care workers, gynaecologists and GPs are all facing major staffing shortages, which have been exacerbated by COVID-19 travel restrictions. The chief executive of the Rural GP Network, Grant Davidson, says 50% of all rural GPs are overseas trained, and a third of rural practices currently have vacancies they can't fill. He says uncertainty around getting an MIQ spot has definitely been putting people off taking up roles in New Zealand.
We've had a number of people who've gone through the whole process getting their medical qualifications accepted by the Medical Council. They're about to move them and their whole families, so this is a major upheaval, and not being able to guarantee an MIQ place has just given them cold feet and they've pulled out.
Dr. Davidson says they've been campaigning for dedicated space for a year, but he questions whether 300 spots a month will be enough. That's a concern shared by National's health spokesperson, Shane Rearty.
We'd have to question the 1,000 nurses we know who are waiting offshore. Why can't they all come in? So this is 300 over 3 months. We'd have to question whether we're going to prioritise those groups coming in. So we desperately need ICU nurses. That's actually what we desperately need. Will they be prioritised? What will be the breadth of the allocation? Will it include aged care workers?
The chief executive of the Aged Care Association, Simon Wallace, says there are about 350 migrant nurses with confirmed jobs in New Zealand who are waiting to get into the country but can't because of the MIQ system. He hopes aged care will be considered one of the areas most in need.
Aged care is in a desperate situation. We're in a crisis situation. 20% of our 20% of our workforce short. You know, 900 out of 5,000 nurses. So I would be very disappointed if there wasn't an acknowledgement of that and the way that places are allocated.
The Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, Sarah Dalton, is also welcoming the extra MIQ spots.
There can be upwards of 100 or 200 healthcare workers at any one time trying to get into the country or back into the country. And even this week, we've had a case, a MaxVax surgeon being told by MB that their skills didn't meet the critical skills list and wasn't able to get back in. That shouldn't happen with the Ministry of Health directly administering these spots.
Sarah Dalton says COVID is likely to increase pressure on the health system in coming months, adding to significant issues that already existed. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins today said there will be further changes to MIQ before the end of the year, and he expects to outline those in the next week.
There will be some changes, but it'll be a progressive series of changes. One of the complicating factors that we have to work through is that at the moment our COVID-19 community cases are contained to Auckland, but MIQ operates right the way through the country, and of course people coming across the border want to be able to go right the way across the country and not just be in Auckland. And so that means the risk assessment is different in different parts of New Zealand at the moment.
The 300 MIQ spots for health workers will come into effect from November 1st, and the first rooms will be allocated in late November.